Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to PSP Projects Limited Q2 FY24 Result Conference Call hosted by JM Financial. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that the conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Kenneth Patel. Thank you, and over to you.
On behalf of the management, I'm pleased to welcome you all to the PSP's earnings conference call to discuss the Q2 FY24 quarterly financial results. Please note a copy of our disclosure is available in the investor section of our website as well as on the stock exchange's website. Anything said on this call which reflects our outlook for the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. Now I shall hand over the call to our chairman, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kenneth. Good evening, everyone. A warm welcome to the earnings conference call of PSP Projects Limited to discuss the unaudited financial results for the second quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2023. We concluded the board meeting this morning and uploaded the detailed investor presentation on the stock exchange and website for your review. I hope you got the chance to review the same. I shall first discuss the key highlights that took place during the quarter. During quarter two FY24 and H1 FY24, the company was awarded 9 projects and 14 projects respectively. During the quarter, key projects awarded are commercial building in GIFT City, Essar Corporate House Phase 3, additional scope of work for construction of chocolate plant Phase 3 for multinational company in Sanand, balance some institutional and industrial precast orders totaling to rupees 42 crore. During the quarter, the company completed 2 projects, one of Surat Smart City Developments and a command center and Adani School in Ahmedabad. As of 30th September 2023, the outstanding order book was to the tune of 4,898 crore, a marginal decline by 4% on year-on-year basis on account of faster execution and completion of ongoing projects in comparison to order inflow. Out of the outstanding order book, the private projects comprises of 48%, while government project comprises of 52%. As of 30th September 2023, there are 54 ongoing projects, 83 of which are based in Gujarat, 17% in Gujarat, and 17% in UP. Till date, the company has completed 210 projects in total since inception, with 84% private projects and balance were government projects. During the quarter and half-year, the company has received an order inflow of the tune of 175 crore and rupees 934 crore, including GST, respectively. During H1 of past 5 years, the average order inflow received by PSP projects has been to the tune of 710 crore, except for H1 FY23, where the order inflow was in excess of rupees 1,500 crore. In addition, considering the recent orders received by the company, the order inflow as of date stands at 958.62 crore. We continue to maintain our guidance on the expected order inflow and nearly 3,000 crore in FY24, considering the robust bid book in place. During the quarter, the company was bestowed with Contractor of the Year award for 500 crore or above projects category, as well as Excellence in Construction Sector award for the project of development of Sri Kashi-Vishwanath Dham by Gujarat Contractor Association award and Vibrant Summit 2023. Now I would like to share the project-level updates. Regarding UP project, during the quarter, the revenue booked from UP project is to the tune of 268 crore. As of date, the revenue booked is rupees 1,123 crore in total. The projects are at an advanced stage, and work is going on as per schedule. Regarding SNC Administrative Building, the project is on track. The drafts are completed till 30th September 2023. The company has booked revenue of 122 crore from that project. Regarding the dispute with Pandharpur, the Honorable High Court at Bombay Civil Appellate Jurisdiction has appointed two arbitrators as nominated by each party, and the nominated arbitrators in turn have also appointed the presiding arbitrator, and thus the arbitral tribunal has been formed. Preliminary hearing will be held in coming months for giving instructions to parties on further proceedings in this matter. During quarter two FY24, Revenue from operating grew by 70% to rupees 607 crore. The EBITDA grew by 91% to rupees 74 crore. The EBITDA margin for the quarter is at 12.2%. The improvement in revenue is a mix of higher execution of our ongoing projects and UP projects being on advanced stage of completion. As per latest statistics, the Indian economy is expected to double in the next 7 years, with infrastructure spend to double from estimated of 66.7 lakh crores between fiscal year 2017 to 2023 to rupees 142.9 lakh crores between fiscal year 2024 to 2030. During the recent visits of PM Narendra Modi in Gujarat, he announced and laid the foundation stone of projects worth rupees 6,909 crores to be utilized towards railways and urban infrastructure, smart cities and tourism. There exists immense opportunity for growth for the company in the coming future. With this, I conclude my remarks and now I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Hetal Patel to take through the financial details. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. The financial performance during the quarter ended September 30th, 2023 is as below. Quarter 2 FY24 versus Quarter 2 FY23. Revenue from operations for the quarter is at 607 crore versus 357 crore, which is increased by 70% on YOY basis. EBITDA for quarter is 74 crore versus 39 crores, higher by 91% on year-on-year basis. EBITDA margin is 12.15% versus 10.83%. Net profit for the quarter is at 39 crore versus 23 crore, higher by 71% on YOY basis. PAT margin is at 6.4% versus 6.3%. The revenue generated from 7 UP projects put together was 268 crores. During quarter 2 FY24. The cumulative revenue till September 30th, 2023 is 1,183 crore. The increase in the finance cost from 7 crore in quarter 1 to 12 crore in quarter 2 is mainly on account of increase in short-term borrowings during the quarter. The increase in depreciation from 9 crore in quarter 1 to 14 crore in quarter 2 is on account of significant additions in fixed assets to the extent of 79 crores during the quarter. During the half year, company has incurred capex of 97 crores, out of which 51 crores is for precast facilities. The inventory comprises of 140 crores of construction materials, 83 crores of work in progress and 21 crores of finished goods. Increase in other financial assets from 297 crore to 410 crores is mainly attributable to increase in unbilled revenue of current projects and earlier years carry forward of unbilled revenue of SPV, Surat project and Kashi project amounting to 53 crore and 31 crore respectively, awaiting for their final bill pending certification. The current borrowing has increased from 107 crores as on 31st March 23 to 377 crores as on 30th September 23. This number mainly comprises of short-term portion of long-term borrowing 58 crore, fund-based WCDL utilization 210 crore, FDOD utilization 59 crore, and unsecured short-term borrowing 50 crore. The increase in short-term borrowing can be attributable to increase in the level of inventory, increase in the payment of capex, addition of fixed assets, and increase in level of other financial assets. Would like to mention few of the important balance sheet numbers as on 30th September 23. Long-term borrowing, 81 crores, including short-term maturities of 58 crores. Short-term borrowing 319 crore, excluding short-term maturity of 58 crore. Gross block of assets 513 crore. Net block 311 crore. Addition during the quarter 79 crore. Net unbilled revenue 336 crore. Retention non-current portion 123 crore. retention current portion 48 crore, mobilization advance 243 crore, working capital days are as follows, debtor days are 69, creditor days are 65, inventory days are 37, total net working capital days are 41. During the quarter, the company was in a position to increase the bank credit facility limits from 1047 crores to 1497 crores, net increase of 450 crores. The fund based limits are increased from 145 crores to 225 crores and non-fund based limits are increased from 902 crores to 1272 crores. The consortium member banks have also reduced the margin requirements from 25% to 20%. The utilization of limit as on September 30th are as follows. Fund-based utilization 210 crores. Non-fund-based utilization 725 crores. As on September 30th, 23, the company has total fixed deposit of 281 crores. Out of which lien-free deposits are of 45 crores and FD worth rupees 236 crores are under lien with banks for credit facilities. Work on hand as on 30th September 23 is 4,898 crores and detailed bifurcation is available in the uploaded presentation. That concludes the updates on financials and we are now open for to, open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, congratulations to the entire team for robust performance.
Thank you.
Hetal ma'am, before asking the question, can you repeat the retention money amount?
Yeah, sure. See, retention non-current amount is 123 crores and current portion is 48 crores.
Okay, got it. So first is on the guidance front, so we were guided 2,600 crore revenue for this year. So definitely we have done a much better number. So is there any chance that we can look at even slightly better number for second half?
It still depends upon how the overall execution goes on for next 6 months. But probably presently we will not be able to escalate on that. But as we try to stick to our original projection of 2016.
Okay. And on the margin front, we normally say 11 to 13%. But now are we getting a confidence that 12% to 13% would be a better range?
No, still I would like to stick to over 11 to 13% because again I say it depends on quarter to quarter. This year margin is a little bit better in terms of 12.5 because of the projects of UP getting in line to near to completion except 3 hospitals which will be getting completed in March. So most of the projects getting completed, so some of the revenues which are on hold get converted into bill. So that way that margin may reflect 2.5% plus or minus. So we keep this margin as 11 and 13.
Okay. So sir, on the inflow, so 959 crore we have received and we are L1 in 102 odd crore. So 1060 odd crore if I consider that. So we are saying 3000 crore. So if you can help us in terms of the bid pipeline and particularly the Ahmedabad and Delhi railway station redevelopment.
See, the total outstanding bid book is as follows. It is nearly about 6,500 crore. Out of which I will mention some of the major projects. One is the AIIMS at Rewari, that is 1,000 crore. a museum project at Madhya Pradesh, which is 1,000 crore, a university project at Baroda, which is 775 crore, a university project in Lucknow, which is 595 crore, Thorai package, the dam package 2, which we already bidded, that is 421 crore, commercial building in Delhi, 350 crore, commercial building in Delhi for a developer, which is 300 crore, a university project in Hyderabad, which is 350 crore, and infra package in Ahmedabad, which is about 300 crore, a museum project in Ahmedabad, which is again 400 crore, an airport project at Udaipur, which is 237 crore, an industrial project in Gujarat, that is 150 crore, GVRC main building at Gandhinagar, where we have stood lowest, which is 101 crore, residential facilities at Gandhinagar is 100 crore, other projects about 500 crore, so that totals to about 6,500 crore. And about these two railway stations, I think you must be knowing or you have not heard that the railway station for Ahmedabad, the tenders are already opened and that has gone to DR Agrawal. So they stood the lowest and now we don't have that parting as a part of our bid book. So we will be bidding for Delhi, which are not covered in these 6,500 crore, but we will be bidding for Delhi.
So this Delhi will be the same 4,800 crore that we talked last time. So that bid to be submitted by this month end or December?
What is the date? This month end, yeah. Maybe it gets extended by 10-15 days because of Diwali, but presently it is by month end.
Okay. And the UP, sir, so whatever is remaining, how much now will be? So by March, mostly everything will be over. So 308 crore is remaining in UP.
Probably we should be through by March or maybe completion if we can extend up to one month April. Rest of the thing should be closed by March. Maximum it can go still over.
Okay, and then for SMC Surat, how much more in the second half we can look at in terms of the revenue?
I think it will be in the same line because presently it is going at the structure level only. So it will be in the same line what we have been done during this quarter. So once we are out of the basement and the other activities start, then the revenue rate will go a little bit high. But presently it is on the structure side only. It will be in the same line.
Okay. And any more capex is to be done for this year, sir? Because we have already done 79 odd crore.
I think there won't be much, but maybe something may be required at SMC side. So, but that will be not to a larger extent. Maybe 10-12 crores, not more than that.
Okay. And lastly, for the date by end of March, once the UP project will be over, so 400 crore combined date, will it reduce and how much it will reduce?
You're talking about date.
Long-term, short-term combined put together date.
Yeah, right. See, if you see, this 377 crores comprises our FDOD also. So that is around 60 crores. So that is our own money we are borrowing. So that we may get it transferred. So it will be on the lower side compared to this quarter. Once the UP projects are over and the funds are received.
Okay, but it will not reduce by 200 odd crore. It will be about 600 crore only reduction will happen.
Yeah, so now you can consider that way.
Okay. So the finance cost on quarterly basis will remain the same 1200 crore kind of finance cost run rate will continue.
More or less, yeah, 10 to 11 crores should be there.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nusan Dura from Nivesha. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I have a couple of questions. Firstly, what percentage of order book has is fixed price contract?
Can you repeat the question?
What percentage of order book is fixed price? Then there are no escalation clause in those projects.
So probably the fixed price, which was mostly at the projects of UP, but I think rest of the projects, whether it is government or private, most of the private projects, they carry that escalation of cement and steel and the finishing materials and pass on. And for other projects like Surat and those projects, these are also covered by escalation through RBI index.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. All right.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Kanduya from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on great set of numbers. Sir,
Nikhil, sir, can you please speak out loudly or switch to the handset?
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir, and congratulations on decent set of numbers.
Thank you.
Last quarter, you have mentioned that you had taken some approval for the increase in sanction limit up to 30 billion, and you were planning to increase it to get some additional 5 billion or so. So if you can give us the latest status on the sanctioned and the utilization limits from fund and non-fund based.
Yeah, I have already mentioned in my initial speech, but I'll repeat once again. See, our overall limit earlier was 1,047 crores, and which is increased by 450 crores. So now the credit facility limits are 1,497 crores. So the bifurcation between fund-based and non-fund-based is 225 crore is fund-based and 1,272 is non-fund-based.
Okay, and what is the utilization?
Currently, the utilization is 210 crores fund-based limit we have utilized, and non-fund-based is 725 crores.
725?
Yeah, 725.
Sir, what is the big pipeline we have currently?
The big pipeline, I already said, it is about 6,500 crore plus the Delhi project, if you can include, which is 4,800 crore itself. So it is near to 10,000 crore.
Okay, okay. So those are my questions. Thank you for answering those. If I have any other questions, I'll rejoin the team. Thank you and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Richa from Equity Master. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my question was on the investment in the precast facility. I mean, are we done with, putting money in that or more expenses are expected? And, what kind of revenue potential are we expecting from whatever investment or, as a whole precast facility is related to? If you could highlight that.
See, in last two quarters also we were saying that when we initially made the first factory, we said that there are huge expansion has to be done at the mold level, not at the infrastructure level, which we have done in this quarter, which was in the tune of about 14-15 crore. And rest the order which is related to bullet train, that which we have got from L&T, that was a huge requirement of molds, and that was the mold investment, not at the factory level. And we have also constructed a new shed for infrastructure. So probably we are almost done with whatever we have to invest as of now. There won't be much investment on precast from now on.
Okay. And sir, on an absolute basis, I think your other expenses for this quarter have come down significantly. Correct me if I'm wrong, but do you expect a similar run rate or is there any special, reason why it is relatively low?
No, there is no specific reason. If you just check, there are various heads in which there are some reduction, like consultancy expenses as reduced. So there are small reductions which has accumulated to this one.
Okay. And going forward, they would remain like at this run rate, or what was normal in the previous preceding quarter?
It should be in the same run rate. If you see, last year also the other expenses were 26 crores and half yearly it is 13 crores. So it should be in the same range.
Okay. And sir, just on a year-on-year basis, the promoter stake in the company has come down from 70% to 66%. Is a further reduction expected, or would you be maintaining the stake that you have?
No, not as of now.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. And what was the precast revenue for the second quarter and first half? And what is our guidance for FY24 in terms of precast revenue?
See, last year I think we did about 75 or 80 crore. This year we have envisaged about 25 crore in precast. But as of now, it is not clear about what was the revenue exactly from precast, because there are some projects which are being booked in the project side. So now we considered the precast plant as a facility, not as a cost center.
You said 225 for FY24.
Yeah, total it should be in that range only.
Okay. And sir, with respect to our UP project, what would be the total receivables as of September, and what is the unbilled revenues for the same?
Yeah, around 100 crore is the unbilled revenue for UP project. See, basically, what last month's billing is normally in the unbilled revenue. Because they, once they certify the bill, and then we get the, we raise the GST invoice. So this belongs to the last month billing. And that is normally the outstanding. And we have some outstanding of 50 crores of earlier months.
Okay. And lastly, how do you see the execution panning out for the SMC project for FY24?
SMC project, just before one investor asked the question, the same question, I said that the building is under structure state now. Once we are out of the basement, till March, I don't see any pace to grow from here, because there won't be any other activities related to civil work will start. It will be purely on structure side. So it will be in the same pace what we have been doing till now.
So for FY24, the revenue should be around 140, 150 crores?
Yeah, in totality you can consider that.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bharani Vijay Kumar from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Bharani, sir, can you speak it louder?
Yeah, is it better?
No, sir, can you please switch to the handset?
Okay, I have to switch to the handset. Is it better?
Yeah.
I will go ahead with my question. So the increase in current assets is due to the unbilled revenue from the UP project, right?
See, I have already mentioned the increase in current asset is mainly due to unbilled revenue, and that includes the increase in the execution of current projects, as well as a few of the unbilled revenue of earlier years which is carried forward. So that has not been converted to GST bills, and that I have already mentioned. It's SPD 53 crore and Kashi project 31 crore. So including those amounts, there are new unbills has been generated.
Okay, so that is including the earlier, including the other two projects and UP projects, it's around 160-170 crore increase.
Yeah. There are other routine projects also have increased, but
major you can consider just three.
Okay. No, my question is, shouldn't we be including this as part of our working capital calculation?
Yeah, you can include, since it is a part of current asset, so that we can see, you mean to say you want to include in our receivables and all. Because see, that is not preferable, because still we haven't raised the bill. Those bills are under certification.
Right, but if I see your cash flow from operations, it is negative, so which is why I'm saying if this is going to be recurring number.
That it is already included. In cash flow, it is already included. If you see other assets movement, that is this other current asset movement only.
Correct. So what I'm trying to tell is, if this is going to be recurring kind of a number in the future also, shouldn't we be including this as a part of our working capital calculation?
Yeah, you can see whatever shortfall is there, if increase is there, that much working capital we will be requiring for that from the our borrowing this allowance.
That is only because of these two projects be getting delayed because of finalization. Otherwise, generally the bill does not get delayed for to such an extent. So both the cases were a little bit difficult in terms of getting some escalation part also after Corona for Surat and some pending issues of lump sum contract at Bakashi, which needs to be discussed at the top level. So that has prolonged the finalization of the bill. Otherwise, in general, whatever unbilled even you are considering, that is not something which carries on for 6 to 8 months.
Okay. So, we are expecting this to be collected by when?
Probably, I think we are expecting any time. This was not the quarter I was thinking to go beyond. But maybe by next quarter, it should get concluded.
Okay, and then your short-term borrowing will also come down from the 377 level to what level in your view by end of this year?
Maybe there can be a decrement of 5200 crore after getting this all the unbilled revenue into in cash flow. Then that can give us relaxation in terms of 5200 crore.
Yeah, see, if you see our even fund-based facilities has also increased from 145 crore to 225 crore. So now on an average, we will be utilizing around 200 crores of our working capital facilities.
Okay, understood. Final question on CAPEX. So full year CAPEX, how much will it be, sir?
See, as of now, that we always give the guidance and we stick to that, and it is always coming on that average. If you consider 3 to 4%, it should be near 200 crore. But as we have already reached to 90 crore because of more CapEx at the precast side, so probably not more than 10 to 15 crore, as I already answered to some other investor. So it should be in that range only, 3 to 4%.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you, Paparani.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ash Shaw from Elara. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, I just have one question. How much have we invested in the precast facility till date? And also, cumulatively? And also, I think we were going to invest in three phases and we have just operated phase one till the last quarter. So now can we, is it safe to assume that all three phases have been activated or have been commissioned?
Earlier we have invested in 110 crore in first phase and now it is 51 crore. So it's around 165 crore investment in precast. And some expenses, we mean some assets we may need to buy further going forward.
Okay. So can we say that the facilities production capacity has increased from 1 million square feet to 2 million or 3 million square feet?
Yes, to an extent you can consider, because the previously the molds required for beam, column and slab were not to that large extent, because we kept the space for getting those molds with the later stage, out of which we have almost purchased more than 75% of that requirement. So probably presently we are having a requirement more on the factory side and the warehousing facilities. So it is not converted into all the time as a square feet output of the precast plant, but it is majorly on the quantity of work we do every day in terms of cubic meter of concrete now. When we go into purely into buildings, when you construct a purely a residential building or a commercial building, then you can say it has increased to 1 million, from 1 million to 2 million.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Sir, so broadly now, as we previously also answered, so structurally now it is safe to assume that our gross debt, including working capital and long term, will be will remain more than 300 odd crore. So that is one. And second, in terms of the working capital, so one is the core cash conversion days, that is inventory, debtor, payable, and the other. So how do we see? Is there though the core cash conversion days are maintained at 42, 43 days, but if we look at the other also, is there a possibility of further increase in that, and that can lead to a further increase in debt?
See, last quarter also we discussed this point, and I was expecting that this should come near to 30-35, which still I am expecting, because as I said, lastly, because UP is at the stage of completion, and once we get into the completion stage, I think most of the due payment will be converted into payment, so that we should be in position to get a better than less than 40 in near future, and that's what I am expecting. It should not remain go beyond from here.
Okay, got it. And secondly, sir, so definitely this year, in terms of the revenue growth, would be significantly higher, 34-35%. But going forward, 25-26, normally what we used to say 20-25% that we normally aim to achieve, so that will remain the same. So. The purpose is to why I'm reiterating is for that we need a sizable order inflow. So that's the point I want to understand.
I can't understand your question, Saman. Can you repeat it?
Sir, I'm saying that in terms of the sustainable revenue growth for FY25-26 onwards, 20-25%, if we are targeting that, for that we need a sizable order inflow. So definitely 3,000, then maybe we need to increase to 4,000 odd crore. Are we confident that we can do it? Because currently, definitely the opportunity is there in Gujarat. We are sizably present, and by March and when UP projects will be over, our order book will be more than 90% would be from Gujarat. So how we are trying to diversify, de-risk ourselves so that at least we should be able to consistent basis get the order inflow. Hopefully if we get the Delhi station development, then everything is sorted. So that's the thing I want to understand.
See, there are what order book I already said, there are 6,500 crore without Delhi project. There also, if you can find, there are few projects which is to a scale of 1,000. So Rewari AIIMS Hospital is 1,000 crore, Vision project at for Madhya Pradesh is 1,000 crore, one university project in Baroda is 775 crore. So there are few opportunities which we are expecting, and the order bids which we have already submitted, we are expecting some of the orders to some of the bids to get converted to an order. So still I am confident we should be in position to reach to 3,000, which is 25% more than what revenue we have envisaged. So every year when we are envisaging some revenue from 15-20%, the same way if we keep our order inflow up to 20-25% plus, I think we should be in position to maintain our revenue versus order inflow.
Okay. So how much value of bids that we have submitted and where still the outcome is yet to come?
I think it is more than 1,000 crore. Submitted from 400 and 100, so it is 1,000. More than that,
okay. 2,500 crore bids we have submitted. So these are the 4-5 projects.
Yeah.
Okay. Great, sir. Wish you a happy Diwali in advance. Thank you and all the best.
Same to you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from a line of Nusan Dura from Nivesha. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Just wanted to know that what is the success rate of orders for the company?
See, usually we always expect between 15-20%, and that's what we have been doing till now at an average of whatever order bid book we have. It converts into 10-12%. 15-20%, sorry.
Can you repeat, sir? I couldn't understand.
15 to 20%. If you say 6,500 crore is present order book, we can expect 1,200 crore to be converted into from bid to the order book.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's all. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants: you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Devang Patel from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, earlier in the presentation we were giving the total cash and bank balance including FDs for your end. Can you have a figure for the half year?
We haven't given in the presentation. We just say in the this itself. You want the you need the numbers.
Yes, the cash you mentioned is 281 crore. What is the total cash including FDs?
Yeah, that is as per the cash and cash equivalent what we are showing. So out of that, it's hardly 2 to 3 crore because we normally we don't keep cash in our current accounts and all. So we put it in the FDOD utilization. So including the cash, that it will be around 285 crores.
Okay. Okay. Secondly, if I look at the cash flow statement. And the cash flow is negative. One, you mentioned the unbilled revenues. Also, in the other liabilities item, what was positive 32 crores is negative 87 crores for this half. So, on the liability side, has something reduced for us, mobilization advance or something?
Yeah, see, mobilization advance, there is not much reduction, but the negative unbilled means unearned revenue, which was last year, means, as on 31st March, it was around 60 crores and which is reduced to 20 CR also. So around the 30 CR reduction is there in unearned revenue, means amount due to customers.
For the half year, there is a reduction of 88 crores, 87.6. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Moving on, sir, what's your thought process on the bidding strategy? It is going to be an election year next year. Do you foresee a situation where we would want to, you know, have a healthy order book pipeline before the election is? And have you kept some leeway for the last station redevelopment project?
See, I think the order from the bid pipeline what we are having today, 6,500 plus 4,000 crore of 4,800 crore of Delhi, is almost 10,000. And this in on average also, since last 1 year, we have been seeing that it is always going beyond more than 6,000 at any time. So we don't see any slowdown of bids coming from government side or private side because of election. Even if at the time of election, there will be a disturbance of 1.5 months. So on the, before that, whatever bids which we are having and which we are expecting, maybe it will be that we get converted into our projection of 3,000 crore. So I think we don't have to worry about what will happen to election and how the bids will get slow.
Okay. Sir, and on the Delhi project size is bigger than the Ahmedabad project. And last call you mentioned you will be partnering with someone. Is it going to be the same partnership for this project as well?
So you mean to say Ahmedabad railway station?
Yes.
I have already said that Ahmedabad railway station tender is open and it has gone to DRA. Yes. And we are no more now, we stood I think third or fourth among six. So now it is not a part of our big pipeline.
Our maximum bid capability is 2,500 crores and the Delhi project.
Yeah, that still remains as 2,500 crores.
So, are we bidding for the project on our own?
Bidding for project?
For the Delhi project, are we bidding on our own as a standalone?
No. It has to be a JV because again there is the requirement of the project to have an experience of bridge, which we don't have. So we need a bridge partner.
Okay. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Piyush, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Good evening. Sir, I have a one question relating to the our UP project is almost on the verge of finishing, I believe. And the remaining project, whatever left, is of the Gujarat only. So is there any plan from the management side that you want to diversify from Gujarat to other states or something? Like I heard a Delhi project also on this call. Any specific, thought process on this?
No, nothing like that. As I've already said in my bid book also, there is a AIIMS project of 1,000 crore at Rewari. There is a university project in Hyderabad. There are two developing projects, the commercial building in Delhi. So it is not like that, but it's a matter of coincidence that the UP project, most of the projects are getting completed. But still we are bidding on at whatever opportunities we are getting in the states of Delhi and UP. One more project of university project in Lucknow also, I said, which is 25 crore. That is also in UP. So we,
and sir, you said AIIMS project, AIIMS project at which city you said?
Rewari, Haryana.
Okay, sir, got it. So any new project we are targeting here on the pipeline in UP?
Any? there is one project in UP that is 525 crore. It's an university project in Lucknow.
Okay. And on second thing, which some other participant also asked, the cash flow from operations was negative for half year. So can we expect this will be reversed something in full year FY24 number? Because this half year it is around 200 odd crore minus something.
Yeah, if you see, means wherever means the utilization of working capital will reduce accordingly, it will get improved by end of this current financial year.
But whatever the unbilled revenue which is there in the September, which will also be billed in the next half year, correct?
Yeah. So as far as already the earlier year one should be over by next quarter.
Okay. And how much is the revenue potential is from precast facility at the optimum utilization?
Whatever order presently we are having, we are expecting more than 200 to 225.
Okay. So, sir, last year we didn't achieve our whatever the number you have given the guidance, which is around 2100 to 2200. And you said in the last previous calls also that this year we will definitely compensate and do this. And the second quarter two number also looking into that. So what can be the guidance for next half year? This year, what number we will close?
We have already declared about 2,600 for the total revenue for the whole year.
So we are on track.
Yeah, we are already on track. If you compare it with the quarter to quarter and year to year, first two quarters are a little bit less than last two quarters. So if you compare both the quarters, both the after year quarters, you will get the idea that most of the revenue in construction side comes converted only the full force at the exhibition side.
H2 is always heavy on the revenue side.
Yeah. H2 is very heavy all the time for all the companies.
And sir, last question on order book traction. The current year we've got some 900 odd crore order. Is this number is on lower side as compared to last year? Because I don't know exactly the number how much we got in the last half year.
It is not something which is consistent throughout the year. So presently we are at the same stage, but last year first quarter only we got an order of Surati SMC that was 1350 crore. So it depends on the bidding process and it depends on what type of orders are coming in which quarter. So at the end of the year, which we are still expecting and we are still stick to that order inflow of 3000 crore, which I already said that the order book, bid pipeline which we have is about 6000 crore. We are expecting more than 1000 crore to be converted by December.
So what I understood from you are saying full year you will get an order inflow of 3000 crore, correct?
That's what we have envisaged, yeah.
and you have received a 900 or 1000 crore in H1. So the H2 you are seeing 200 to 1000 crore will be expected.
We are expecting, yeah, you are right.
And sir, so just last point, so what will be our closing order book in FY24? It will be around 5,500 to 6,000 crore type number?
Yeah, if you can total up the total things minus 2,600 crore, it will be in the range of 5,500 to 6,000. Yeah.
Okay, perfectly, sir. And the margin we expected around, we need to maintain 12%. That is the guidance we have given earlier also, 12% type of margin.
I always say between 11 to 13, so it can be 12, it can be 11.5.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And thank you. Congratulations for the great set of numbers.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Richa from Equimaster. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. So my question is, you know, again on precast, like we have incurred certain expenses on molds for the rail project as you suggested. I just wanted to understand what is the fungibility of, you know, these kind of molds. And I mean, considering that these are for the rail project, I mean, is there a possibility that they would be well utilized once this specific project is over? Or do you expect similar kind of orders to come in and, you know, this capacity be utilized?
See, the materials which we are making for bullet train, it is not something which cannot be utilized for road infrastructure. These are the ducts which will be presently used as a conveyance for data duct and electrical ducts for bullet train. The same sizes of ducts can be utilized for drains and stormwater drains and drainage line also. So it is something which can be both. In future also the same molds can be utilized for road infrastructure also.
Okay. And could you also talk about, you know, the discipline when it comes to bidding? Because, you know, like you said that we were not the L1 bidders and perhaps we ranked 4th or 5th. So do you see this competition intensifying where, you know, margins are being kind of sacrificed and we would still stick to something where we can maintain 11 to 13% margin? If you could talk about, you know, the competition in the industry.
Yeah, competition is there. People are a little bit aggressive at some of the projects, but in general, we will stick to our margins and we will try to maintain our order intake because we would not like to enter into that rush of market where people are much aggressive. So I still try to maintain my margins and we try to remain in that zone. So maybe the sizes of the project can be in the range of 150 to 200 crore. We have that capacity to handle 50 projects at a time. So no need that we should get aggressive on larger projects just because of this competition.
Yeah, I just wanted to understand your thought process on that. And sir, I mean, is there any kind of sense of visibility on when this matter, which is under litigation, can be finalized?
Okay. I think this is something, actually the arbitration process as per the government norms now decided, once the site starts, it has to be completed by within 12 months. So probably both the arbitrations are not so much complicated. So I would see that both the arbitrations should close within one year. And that's what the guideline and the government rules have now decided that no arbitration should be extended beyond 1 year. So let us expect it gets converted into a finalization by 1 year.
Okay. Okay. All the best. Thank you.
Happy Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think it is over. Then we conclude.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, sir. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Shah. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, on behalf of JM Financial Institutional Securities, I thank you all the participants for attending the call and I thank you to the management for letting us host the call. So over to you, sir, for any closing remarks. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of the management of PSP Project, thank you for joining us on the earning call today. Wishing you everyone a happy Diwali and Sal Mubarak in advance. We hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out to our investor relations advisor, Einstein and Young, and we'll connect with you offline. Thank you, Mr. Ashish, for hosting the call. Thank you, everyone. God bless you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of JM Financial, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.